Mike.
Sir Alexander, Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
How are you today?
Phil with Santa Claus, good to you.
We're pressing jet, so I'm not sure yet.
I did that first thing this morning.
We decided to do it in the evening.
That's good. I didn't get a chance to talk to you again the other day after we were talking. I did go ahead and call James K0FE. I'm sorry. I never can say his call sign right. But, he said, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting him. He's tickled that you were living that close to him.
I'd like to meet him, too. And your name is Tom, correct? Is that Ron, the Caesar type repeater?
The radio turned down. I didn't copy your last. Try it one more time.
We're on the Caesar's head repeater.
But he is without a 2-meter antenna currently. He said that gave him enough reason to go ahead and try to get another one back up again. So he's going to try to get back on 2 meters.
It looks like he has an antenna on his truck.
He's got an antenna on his truck, but he doesn't at his house. And he works at his house, so I don't think he gets out too awful much. But he's probably a lot like me, just a homebody.
You walk by his house, the truck is normally there.
I just wanted to let you know I spoke to him. So if you see him, throw something at him and yell. So he said he'd be looking for you.
I'm looking forward to meeting him, you know. I might get enough guts to go up to his door and introduce myself. I'm not sure yet.
His dogs would probably start barking. They're very, very loud, but they're very, very sweet.
Barking his dog, like when he first moved in, he had a hard time keeping it under control.
Muscular, big baby. Well, all three of them are. So I've been up there several times doing video and working on Arduino projects and stuff. But, they're very, very sweet dogs. But they will make some noise if you ring the doorbell.
No, he had three dogs. I thought he only had one, and I thought I saw a second once. But, I've seen him a few times, and,
I don't know how many he has currently. I haven't been over to his house in probably about a year. So I know he had a very small one that was very old, and he may not have it anymore. I'm not totally sure. But we were riding down the road here. My parents came in for the week and had to go run some errands. And just riding down the road, listening to the radio, and you came in there, I said, okay, I got to yell at him, number one, and wish you a Merry Christmas, and number two, tell you that I spoke to James.
Yeah, have a very Merry Christmas, and, I've seen his antenna in the backyard, you know, it's a pretty big antenna system.
And his dad is the one that taught our CW portion of our classes when we were doing, we actually had, I think we had three different classes going on at the same time. I think we had a technician class, the extra class, and a CW class all going at one time. It liked to wore us out. But his dad's the one that teaches our CW classes and is also on our the YouTube videos off of Whiskey 4 Echo Yankees. Bye.
I was thinking, about the, isn't those the videos that Gary runs?
Dave, KE4EA, and myself helped Gary with those classes, and then I would go in and also video when James's dad was teaching the CW.
Yeah, James's dad is also a ham operator, and I've heard that you guys are planning to start the classes again this spring, and hoping to get my journal before then and attend the classes for the extra.
Hoping we actually start having the classes again also. We haven't met yet, or they may have met and didn't tell me, but I haven't heard anything from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee yet. So as soon as I do, I'll make sure I try to pass them along to you.
Contacted Gary, I believe, once, and yeah, he told me about his YouTube classes, but I really would like to attend them in person, so if I can, I'll either attend them for the journal if I don't have my journal by then, or I might just go ahead and study for that on my own, and then, I want to go to them for my extra, because I don't think I could do that on my own.
But also keep in mind, you know, you have James, that's their neighbor right there, and he is a really, really good resource. He's very smart when it comes to this, and his dad is also. And I know they'd love to help you if you had any questions. And you can always contact me if you have any. Like I said, I may not have the answer, but I know where to find it.
Fairly true, you know. I'm good friends with K2RCL, and he's the one that set me up with the J-pole antenna and all that. So, you know, I have lots of resources that I can get help from if I need it.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Christmas, and I'm going to go ahead and step off here and let you, I'm sure there's probably a lot of people ready, waiting to talk to you, so you have a very Merry Christmas, and you take care, and let me know if there's anything you ever need class-wise or have any odd questions. I'm the odd question guy, so. But I'll go ahead and be clear on your final, and I'll say 73. Merry Christmas. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
Come and have a good rest of your day, and 73. So it's nice chatting with you. KU 4 ULP, and I am clear. 4 ULP, monitoring.